All right, guys, let's say that I'm gonna go on a diet, okay? And it's gonna be a special kind of diet. It's gonna be eat whatever I want kind of diet. You guys ever been on one of those? Well, what do you think? You think that's a good idea? So let's say it's breakfast time, and for breakfast, okay, volunteer. Let's say for breakfast, one of you guys wanna reach in here, please? Come on. Okay, it's time for breakfast. And then you're gonna get this for breakfast. You're saying, I'm kind of hungry for breakfast. What is that? Snickers. They're Snickers. And then for breakfast, am I going to have just like one or two of these? No, I'm going to eat the whole bag because I love Snickers. Right? So that's my breakfast. Okay, then for lunch, what do you guys normally have for lunch? Like, what do you normally eat for lunch? Like, what do you have? Yes, sir. A sandwich. Let's have a sandwich for lunch. You're like, I'm going to be healthy today, right? I'm going to have a sandwich. And then you have this kind of sandwich. You have this kind of sandwich for lunch. What is that? They're Oreo sandwiches. You have one yummy cookie and then like a whole mound of sugar in the middle and then a second cookie. Is that a good sandwich? And let's say for lunch you eat half a package of Oreos. How do you think you're feeling at this point of the day? You're feeling awesome? You're kidding. How do you think you're feeling if that's all you had is a whole bag of Snickers and half a carton of Oreos? What do you think? How are you feeling? You're feeling blah, but that's okay. You know what? You have another meal, so you can make up for it for dinner. So one more meal for dinner we're going to have. And for dinner we're going to have... What is that? What does it say? Maybe the second graders can help us out.
Holy cow creamery.
You know what holy cow creamery is? Who's that right there?
Father
Katie. So you know about this stuff? Who makes this?
You.
I do. So, right? So you have some holy cow creamery for dinner. And you eat a whole carton of this. Now, so let's recap what you've had to eat today. You've had a bag of Snickers for breakfast. You've had Oreo sandwiches for lunch. And you've had a whole carton of holy cow creamery for dinner. How do you think you're feeling at night? Do you think you're feeling awesome? No, I don't know. How do you feel? How do you think you're feeling? You're feeling bad. You're feeling like sick to your stomach, like, oh, I haven't had anything good all day today. Okay? And then you know what you do? Before you go to bed, you're like, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to do something that healthy people do. Can you reach in here, please? You're going to do this. You're going to brush your teeth. And you're like, I've got to brush my teeth. But instead of using toothpaste, you're going to use this. What are you going to use to brush your teeth? What are you going to use? Chocolate syrup. So you're brushing your teeth with chocolate syrup after you have all this stuff. Now, how do you think you're going to feel? Oh, who's going to be sick and tired of junk food? Raise your hand if you think you'll be sick and tired of junk food. Now, let's say, put your hands down for a second. Let's say you eat this every day for a month. Oh my goodness, what do you think happens to you? Oh, what if you do it for a whole year? Oh, what do you think happens to you?
Sick.
You're gonna be sick? What else? Do you think you're gonna get... You think you might get big? What's gonna happen to your teeth if you're brushing your teeth with chocolate syrup? What happens? Yes, ma'am. Hold on, okay, what's that?
Cavities.
You're gonna have cavities, your teeth are gonna be all gross and brown and it'll be falling out, and you have to go to the dentist. All right, so has anybody ever heard the term, you are what you eat? Have you ever heard you are what you eat? Now let's say this is our diet. Let's say on our whatever you wanna eat diet, this is what you feast on. You get sick. You feel bad, your teeth are rotten and falling out because they have so many cavities in it. But here's my question for you. How many times in our lives do we have a all-you-can-eat choice? Where instead of feeding our bodies, we're feeding our souls with bad decisions and bad choices. Where we're saying, I'm going to say whatever I want to say. I'm going to talk back to my teachers. I'm going to say bad things about my friends. I'm going to not do what my parents tell me. I'm going to play video games when I should be doing homework. I'm going to do whatever it is that I want to do, and I'm not going to listen to anybody else. What happens to our soul if we make choices like the ones that we did with eating? What happens to our soul? Yes, ma'am. What happens to our soul? What's going to happen to our soul? Yes, sir.
It's like all dark.
It's going to be all dark and it's going to rot and we're going to be like dying on the inside. So why do we make bad choices and why do we feast on things that aren't good? I'll tell you why. Because it tastes good. Who likes Oreo cookies? Who likes Snickers? Who likes ice cream? Okay, all of those things, they taste good, but if that's all you eat, it's bad news. So what we have to do is we have to, when it comes to disciplining ourselves, we have to have control over what we eat. A little bit of ice cream's okay. A whole carton of it, not so good. A couple of Oreos are okay, but a whole bag of them, not so good. You see, my friends, we can't live our lives by making choices that just make us feel good. Because if we do that, then we're going to be dying on the inside. So what's the remedy for that? What do we do to prevent that? What do we need to be putting into our souls and our bodies that's going to change that? What do we hear in the gospel today? What did Jesus talk about? Okay, we need to put the Holy Spirit inside of us. But what did specifically, what did Jesus tell us in the gospel? He said, whoever eats this bread will have eternal life. And what was this bread that he was talking about? Where are my second graders that came in with the banners today and just had an awesome day? Where are those guys at? What is that bread from heaven that Jesus is talking about? Yes, ma'am. The Eucharist. And Jesus said, my flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. What our Lord Jesus says is instead of putting a bunch of ice cream and Oreo cookies and Snickers inside of ourselves, if we put the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in our bodies, we become like who? We become like who? Jesus. My friends, as Catholics, we believe that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, which He gave to us. And He says, I give this to you so that your soul might have life. He says, I don't want your soul to be decaying. I don't want you to weigh 300 pounds with your teeth falling out because you're making bad choices and you're stuffing your mouth with bad food. He says, I give you my body, my blood, my soul, my divinity so that you can have the promise of what? Eternal life. The chance to go to heaven. So my friends, when we talk about you are what you eat, if we eat the Eucharist, if we eat goodness and holiness and love and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, then we become like what? Or like who? We become like Jesus. That's what we're called to do, my friends. That's what we're called to receive. So our Lord Jesus gives us the promise of everlasting life, and He gives us nourishment for our souls, so that our souls aren't decaying, so they're not falling apart on the inside. All right, I'm going to ask all of you guys, if you could put the stuff back in the bag, I want to talk a little bit about the Eucharist. And whoever didn't grab something, I'm going to ask you to stay up here for a minute because there's something else that I want to talk about. So if you guys can go back to your seats. But the whole point of this, do you see what I'm saying? If we feast on whatever we want diet, it's going to cause our souls to rot. But our Lord gives us the promise of everlasting life, and He tells us to come to the Eucharist. I want to share with you one of my favorite books, one of my favorite stories. Here, can you reach in the back here and grab this book? There you go. What's the name of that book? The Awe-Inspiring Rites of Initiation. It's bookmarked there. You want to open up to the bookmark? You see the big bookmark? All right, this is a writing from St. Cyril of Jerusalem. Okay, so he was an early church father. He lived in about the 4th century, so he lived a long time ago, and he's talking about the Eucharist. So I highlighted there one of my favorite passages that he talks about. So I'm going to ask you to be the model with which St. Cyril of Jerusalem is telling us that we need to be able to receive Holy Communion. Okay, this is a good reminder for all of us. We receive the Eucharist, which is true food, which is a gift from our Lord Jesus, which He gives it to us, which He gives to us Himself. So this is what St. Cyril of Jerusalem says. He says, so when you come up to receive our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist, He says, make your left hand a throne for your right. So how is it when you receive communion? What does that mean to you? To make your left hand a throne for your right. He says, since your right hand is about to welcome a king, our Lord Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, is given to us for the promise of everlasting life. We are getting ready to receive the king. So when we receive communion, how are we to receive it? Put your hands up high. Hold it up high like a throne. This is a great, wonderful treasure that we receive. Imagine that. You are making a throne for our Lord, the King of the universe, who you're getting ready to receive, who's going to give you the promise of everlasting life, who's going to fill your soul with His love. Then he goes on to say, "Tell me, my friends, if anyone gave you some gold dust, would you not keep it with the greatest care, ensuring that you do not lose a drop of it?" So imagine that. If somebody were to give you a bunch of gold or some jewels or some of your favorite currency, like $100 bills, would you drop any of them? No, why not? Why not? Why not? Why? Because they're very valuable. So St. Cyril of Jerusalem says, if you are going to protect a treasure like that, should you surely still take greater care not to drop a fragment of the Eucharist, because it is infinitely more valuable than gold or any precious matter. The Eucharist, my friends, is the greatest treasure that we have. As Catholics, we believe it is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus. So we need to be sure to take great care of it. We need to be sure to make our hands a throne for the King. We need to make sure that we are so careful that we're not going to drop any host, that we're going to take great care of it, because if it was gold or silver or jewels or $100 bills, we would not drop it. We would not want to risk losing it. It's a reminder, too, that the Eucharist is a gift for us that we can receive every day as Catholics. Every day here at St. Thomas More, we mass at 6:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. That's two extra chances every day that we can come to receive this great treasure. We're reminded that every Sunday we have seven Sunday liturgies here at the parish, where we have a chance to come and receive this wonderful treasure from our Lord. But how many of us put other things in the way? How many of us put other things in front of receiving the Lord Jesus? How many times do we miss Sunday Mass because we're playing a sporting event, or because we've got cheer practice, or because we've got family commitments and we don't have the time to put Jesus into our lives? If we don't come to our Lord Jesus, if we don't fill our lives with the Eucharist, we're going to fill it with something else. And if we fill our lives with Oreo cookies and ice cream and Snickers, our souls are going to wither on the inside. And we might lose out on the chance of eternal life. So as we continue today praising God, we thank Him for the gift of the Eucharist. We thank Him for the wonderful gift of the bread of God, of the Eucharist, of Jesus Christ who gives Himself to us. And we ask our Lord to help us fall deeper in love with that wonderful gift that He gave us, so that our hearts, our souls desire to be close to Him, to be in union with Him, so that our souls have a chance to live, so that our souls have a chance to flourish. May the Lord continue to bless us, and may He help us to be more like Him as we prepare to receive the Eucharist.